Core Consulting.
Yes, Matt, in please.
Matt, I think he's in a meeting right now. Can I take a message for him?
Yeah, this is Ruben over at Cardiff. I had a call with him yesterday, but I had an emergency, so I sent him an email and I wanted to follow up.
Ruben at Cardiff?
Cardiff.
Okay. All right. Let me see if I can track him down, Ruben. Hold on one second.
Matt Barossi.
Hey, Matt. This is Ruben at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good. I'm sorry for all the phone tag. Is that an okay time?
Yes.
Yes. All right.
You know, I just wanted to see kind of what your APR rates are in the range of. I've been getting a ton of calls from alternative lenders that are, you know, basically trying to offer me, you know, working capital loans and things like that that are more along the lines and the ranges of credit cards and even higher type interest rates. So I just wanted to do a quick check on what sort of services you are providing and if this is the same sort of service or if you're more of a traditional lender. But, you know, so if you could explain kind of what your company does. Are you actually a bank lender as opposed to more of a finance company?
We're a non-deposit taking institution, so we're not FDIC insured, but we're approved by Visa. I think I like to speak brutally honest to people. I've been here with for about 9.5 years. The industry that you've been solicited by has, quite frankly, turned into quite a bit of a zoo. I'm sure you get a million people calling you. It's very, very aggressive. A lot of people from New York being highly aggressive. That's not what we do, but we do offer a service that a lot of traditional banks don't offer, which is capital. So we have a few different products. Let me walk you through them and also answer any questions. So I'm assuming you have a line with your traditional bank, correct?
Correct.
And are you trying to basically get more funding, or do you have that $75,000 availability with your bank?
With our current line, we do not, because we actually own a couple of different businesses. One is a engineering consultancy. The three main services that we provide there is first and foremost engineering and technical staffing.
Okay.
For engineers and technical personnel on a direct hire or contract type basis.
Okay.
So we are traditional headhunters, if you will, but specifically for engineering and technical. And then we also do have an internal engineering and design team here in our office that does outsourced projects.
Okay.
So more of your traditional engineering consultancy and new product development type firm.
Okay.
And then third, we also have 3D printing capabilities in-house.
Okay.
So that's one business that we own. We own the real estate that our business resides in. We do have a loan on that, and so on and so forth. And we own another piece of real estate that houses a restaurant. Currently, we here at the ownership of the engineering company do have common ownership within the restaurant. Currently, we're looking for some working capital to expand the seating area on the building that houses the restaurant.
Oh, do you own the restaurant as well?
Yes, I am a part owner, and then my business partner here at the engineering firm is also a part owner, along with his wife.
And how long has that restaurant been in business?
It'll be going on 3 full years in July of next year.
Okay. And the money you need, is it to buy like furniture, or is it just to do construction?
No, well, if you knew anything about the real estate, the space that we have is reasonably small. The restaurant itself is doing well with aggressively paying down its startup debt and so on and so forth. However, when we built out the space, we put a wood deck on the outside of the building in order to have outside seating and so on and so forth in the summertime. The interior of the building only seats about 50 people.
Okay.
And we have a need for more space to seat more people. So what we wanted to do is turn that wooden deck on the outside into a Four Seasons room, where basically we would cover that patio with a permanent structure or roof, if you will, and then outfit the walls with removable glass and/or screens, so we could still make it more of an open air sort of thing during the summertime.
Okay. But so
that's what we're really looking for the funds to do. We already have quotes from different contractors to do that.
Okay.
And then there's also another space that we wanted to put some fencing up and make into kind of an outdoor beer garden. Obviously, that piece of the equation and the project is much smaller and not absolutely necessary if we're only able to get approved for lesser.
Okay.
I mean, ideally, I would love to get approved for $75,000,
mm-hmm.
and that would take care of all of the needs that we have.
Okay.
However, at the very least, $50,000 or $55,000 would take care of everything.
Okay. Have you ever applied for any of the working capital loan products that people try to pitch on you, or no?
You know, I've talked through the process with them, but every single time they send me this information and say, "Hey, you're pre-approved for a $350,000 line of credit."
Mm-hmm.
So I'd call them up and say, "Well, that's great. Thanks for pre-approving me, even though I didn't ask for it. But okay, what are the APRs?" And then they start talking to me about 2% and 3% per month. And it's like, wait a second, there's no way I'm paying that. I mean, on all my other lending relationships, we're talking about, maybe prime plus 3, prime plus 4 on unsecured debt type stuff. Credit cards are in that, 12% range. I'm like, why would I take out, a much higher interest rate type lending arrangement with you when technically I could just go to a credit card and do it for the same or lesser?
Okay. It sounds like you've been having a lot of questions, but not necessarily a lot of answers. I can tell you how some of these products work.
Mm-hmm.
There's kind of maybe just more education, not trying to push anything on you. So your line of credit, what's your size? What's the limit?
Well, the current working capital line that I have, the size is at $75,000.
And how much is utilized?
Gosh, I want to say about 40.
Okay, and is that with your primary bank?
Yes.
Okay. So I think what you're trying to do is there's a great product called a working number one, probably a line of credit is not an appropriate product for you because when you max out a line of credit, it is disastrous in terms of your effect on your credit and your lending relationship. It's not a good thing to go anywhere above.
Obviously, we would like some form of a term loan.
Yeah, a term loan is probably the more appropriate thing. Now, one of the things you mentioned was credit cards. We offer credit cards. Is a credit card ever a good thing? No, because you A, go to that max out, and B...
No, I understand. I'm not saying that that's a reasonable alternative for what my needs are. I'm just saying that, based upon what they were trying to pitch me, it's like, well, I have access to high interest rate capital as well.
Okay. So... The product that I think people were trying to pitch you is called a working capital loan. And this is when you're going to leverage your sales to get a large loan. Now, it is a business loan. The advantage of this product, it's not an A to B comparison. It's a different product than you're used to. It's a supplementary product that is used by business owners who are looking to get a healthy return on their investment. It's a loan. So it's a loan. It's not a line of credit. B, it's under the business credit only. So these loans, even though the owners sign, you don't have a debt obligation showing up on your personal credit. You don't have a large monthly payment showing up on your personal credit. Now, the way that this product works is it's usually done on what's called on a micro basis, which means that rather than you paying in full each month, usually the payments are done on a daily or weekly basis for this product because it's a cash flow-based product. The advantages of the product are they can get a lot of money fast, and it's not underwritten with a financial wherewithal, and it's quick. So you can get approved and funded within a day or two if you're interested in this specific type of product.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something where it's easy, fast, and also gets you one large term. Now, And a number, of course, protects the business owner's credit. That's one product. There's also a longer-term loan that has a slightly lower interest rate and can basically allow you to get money over a longer period of time. However, there's a lot more underwriting done on that program. Now, regarding your question of 2 to 3% per month, that's not necessarily accurate. And I guess the question I'd ask you is, if this product does or does not make sense for you, is there's no point in talking about an interest rate unless people understand, well, how long are they going to pay this back? Are you trying to do a loan where you're paying this back in 6 months, or are you trying to do a loan where you're paying this back in 2 years? What are your goals?
Well, basically what we need to do is I need to make sure that my average monthly responsibility for a payment is as low as possible. And then obviously as the restaurant would go ahead and be able to pay back more, I would pay back as much as I possibly could.
What number in terms of a monthly obligation would make sense for you if on $75,000?
Well, looking at a traditional 5 to 7 year note with a bank, you're probably looking at about $500 to $750 a month over 7 years, call it.
Okay. Because of the unsecured nature of this product, what I encourage customers to do, and it's not to be rude, it's to be honest, this product is not meant to compete with your line of credit. It's actually used by a lot of our business owners when they go knock on their bank's door and their bank says no. They say, hey, we will not extend any more funding. And then a customer goes, well, okay, if my bank's saying no, but does it still make sense for me to take out a loan with another bank or financial institution?
Mm-hmm.
Does it make sense? So I think kind of on what's out there in the marketplace, at least I know, I don't lie to people, it's a 5 to 7 year unsecured loan for $75,000 for a business out there. Maybe. I rarely see it. We do have products that would go up to about 2 to 3 years potentially for you.
I don't necessarily need something that's unsecured either. I mean, I certainly can.
What kind of collateral can you offer?
We're the GBSA of our engineering business and or the restaurant or both. We also do have pieces of real estate that do, have a reasonable amount of value within them. So
if you were looking to our product, we stray away from real estate. So the product that we offer, we wouldn't want that collateral. That'd be more fit for a traditional banking institution. I wouldn't tell you that that's something we can do. But if you're looking for, how long have you been thinking about this project, by the way?
About a year.
Okay. And is it just a question of when do you get financing, or is it just a question of when the plans come together?
Yeah, it's really more about when do we get financing.
Okay. And what are your annual sales for the restaurant?
Restaurant will do just a hair over $1 million in its second year.
Okay. And, I mean, to me, the product that I think would be a good fit for you, and by the way, the reason why I think you're getting sticker shock is someone's selling you 3% per month, that's 36% a year. That means you're paying back a lot of money. And I'm assuming that the question for you is, if you borrow let's just say $100,000 for argument's sake, if you borrow $100,000, I'm assuming if you pay back $36,000 of interest in a year, you wouldn't make enough off that money to justify the cost, correct?
Well, obviously cost is cost. I mean, $36,000 is $36,000, no matter what way you look at it. You can talk to me all day long about saying, gosh, well, if you're going to make $1 million off of this $100,000, the high interest rate shouldn't matter, but it does. And there's enough competition out there with regard to lenders that it doesn't make sense for me to pay more than I need to.
I think someone, on an unsecured basis, I can tell you what our best programs are, say on a 2 year term on an unsecured basis. And I can't, it's not me being rude to you. I'll send you an email. This product, like I said, it's not meant to compete with your local bank. If your bank says yes, this product will not appeal to you, regardless of what any salesperson tells you. This is a product. But it's a great product because many people, and it's just the reality, they have to go to their bank and get that yes or no to entertain this type of product. And also, I don't advise always maxing out a lot of credit. So our best program would be about 1% a month, just so you know. And it'd be over 2 to 3 years. So if you looked at... No, it's competitive. It's pretty darn competitive. I think where a lot of customers like working with us is... The most important issue to me is it's not really interest, it's cash flow. And so if you get a 6 month advance, your payment's going to be very, very high. But if you get something that's a year and a half, 2 years, if not longer, You'll probably get something that would really help your business. Just so you know, we offer... Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
We offer 0% credit cards for a year. So we offer free money for a year. Really, 0% APR. But it's disastrous for a customer to max out credit cards because the impact on their credit, it's a Band-Aid solution. It actually hurts more than it helps.
Mm-hmm.
So probably a term loan is something that would benefit you. And the nice thing about our product is this. I'll send you an email in the next about 30 to 45 minutes that kind of details the program.
Sure.
We can get you approved with no obligation in a couple hours.
Okay.
And give you options. And if you like the options, great. If you don't like the options, no big deal. What we need to get someone approved, by the way, is an application of all owners and 6 months bank statements and a tax return to verify ownership and revenues. And then we offer you an approval. And if you like it, great. If you don't, you know, at least you know you have a solid offer. And sometimes it's better to give someone a solid offer than just throwing numbers out there that don't even exist. I think better it might be better to give you, here's a hard approval. And the approvals will last for 30 days. And if you want to pull the trigger, you always can. But it's, of course, that's in your, you know, that's your decision. I'm not here to sign for you.
No, that's fine. You can go ahead and send me an email, detail it out. I'll be happy to review it. And if it makes sense, then we'll talk more.
Cool. That'd be great. Thanks so much for your time. Feel free to give me any call anytime. I'm here to help.
Great. Appreciate it. Thank you, Ruben.
Thanks, Matt. Bye-bye.